Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you are joining us for day two about lessons from the cuttlefish. That's right, we're learning how to take a cue from the cuttlefish for things like fashion. Well, I do wonder, what does this sound like to you? I mean, would color-changing clothes interest you? Would you like to wear clothes that maybe could change colors? Nathaniel, what do you think about this?
Well, if I could control the colors that they changed to, mm-hmm. and when they changed, yes, I might be interested. I think it might be helpful for making your outfits match.
Oh, very good. Yes, you do want to wear things that match. Carolyn, are you interested in this at all? Color-changing clothes?
I am. I think this would be great. I would love to have clothes that I could change the colors of, maybe change the patterns, the designs. I could have lots of creative clothing that I had control over. I think it would be very fun.
It would be fun. Maybe it would be fun to have colors that change depending on your mood. If you're angry, it became red. If you were calm and relaxed, it turned blue or something like that. This whole idea does sound fun. So the cuttlefish may be influencing fashion. Let's continue learning about the cuttlefish today, right now.
Lessons from the cuttlefish. Engineers Jonathan Rossiter and Andrew Kahn at the University of Bristol in the UK have created a clear artificial skin. Using cuttlefish technology, the two men have developed a soft material that contains something similar to the cuttlefish's color cells. But instead of color, these cells hold a tiny, thin piece of black rubber. A process that squeezes the rubber pieces causes them to appear flatter and whiter. When all these black spots are expanded at the same time, it looks like the skin is suddenly darkening. And just like the cuttlefish, the color change takes place in less than a second.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. It's the last day of the month, and we're on day two of our fashion article where we are exploring a new technology that could revolutionize the fashion industry. Before we begin, here are the keywords. Artificial. Artificial is an adjective. Deb's coat looks like real fur, but it is really artificial fur. Expand. Expand is a verb. We hope to expand the size of our shop in the future. Layer. Layer is a verb. Layering your clothes will help you stay warmer in the winter months. Stand out. Stand out is a phrasal verb. With his bright red hair, Dustin will stand out wherever he goes. Your more information words are camouflage. Camouflage is a noun. Runway. Runway is a noun. Let's begin.
Well, we're learning interesting things about cuttlefish technology here. We start out by reading engineers Jonathan Rossiter and Andrew Kahn at the University of Bristol in the UK have created a clear artificial skin. Okay, before we look at that sentence, I want to take a look at that word artificial, straight from the word bank. If something is artificial, that means it's not real or natural. Maybe it's man-made, a little bit fake. Carolyn, how might you use that word artificial?
Well, a lot of times in our food is different colors, but it's not actually that color originally. Mm. So we have a lot of artificial colors in our food that makes it look a little bit better and probably makes us want to eat it a little bit more. How else might you use this word, Nathaniel?
Well, you might also see this word when you're talking about computers, because there's something called artificial intelligence in many computer programs that help them work, really. Artificial intelligence is another common place to see this word artificial.
Artificial intelligence, artificial colors in your food. Actually, that reminds me of maybe some artificial flavoring. It's not really from fruit, but it's artificial flavoring to make it taste like a certain kind of fruit. Well, we're talking here about a clear artificial skin. I would be kind of scared to wear a clear skin of any kind, but I'm sure that these engineers know what they are doing. Nathaniel, how do we continue?
The next sentence says, using cuttlefish technology, the two men have developed a soft material that contains something similar to the cuttlefish's color cells. A lot of k's there. I think this would be a very strange feeling kind of material. I don't know if this is something that I would really want to wear.
I don't know either. We'll see. Maybe they'll design some clothes that are actually comfortable, but actually use cuttlefish technology. Now, I don't think that the cuttlefish ever intended to have technology mimic it, but here we're talking about cuttlefish technology. And maybe you can use some other animals to talk about technology too. Like maybe scientists study whales. There is whale technology in how to communicate with sounds like sonar, whale technology. Anyway, today we are talking about cuttlefish technology and how it influences fashion. How do we continue, Carolyn?
Sure. Well, we see that, but instead of color, these cells hold a tiny, thin piece of black rubber. So earlier we talked about how the cuttlefish has lots of different colored ink inside its cells, but this is a tiny piece of black rubber. And in the article, we see a process that squeezes the rubber pieces causes them to appear flatter and wider. So it sounds like these scientists have found a way to make tiny pieces of rubber act similar to a cuttlefish. Nathaniel, how does this work?
Yeah, it's interesting. The next sentence explains it a little bit, but I don't know if I completely get it without seeing it. Maybe you will. When all these black spots are expanded at the same time, it looks like the skin is suddenly darkening. So interesting. These spots are going to expand and they will look darker. Well, we want to talk about this word expand, or expanded as it is used here, because it is a word bank word today. And when something expands, it gets larger. I often think of a circle expanding and getting bigger, but many other things can expand, right?
That's very true. And actually, I think of something a little less physical expanding. I like to expand my knowledge. You can learn about new things and expand the amount of things you know.
I think another phrase for expanding your knowledge is expanding your horizons. The horizon is what you can see as far as you can see. So when you expand your horizons, you can see even further. You know even more. I also think of things like balloons. Of course, at first they're deflated, but then you can expand the balloon. You can put more air into it and it expands.
That's right. I think the population can also expand. It grows bigger just like other things do as well. Okay, the next sentence says, and just like the cuttlefish, the color change takes place in less than a second. And again, I am pretty impressed with this. A color place that can take place in less than a second, that's really very quick. I wonder if it will be difficult to achieve this kind of technology.
Well, it may be a possibility in the future. We see a phrase here in this sentence, takes place. The color change takes place in less than a second. We want to talk about that phrase, to take place. It means to happen. So, Nathaniel, how could you use those words?
Well, you can use this phrase in many different kinds of questions. Where did it take place? Mm-hmm. When did it take place? How did it take place? There are all kinds of possibilities.
All right. Well, right now it's time for something else to take place. Michelle has something to teach us in the language lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 artificial 这个形容词。 ART 这个字根有技巧的意思，所以 artificial 是指人工的或者是人造的。例如 artificial flavoring 是指人工甘味，或者是 artificial coloring 是指人工色素。artificial 也指造假的或者是不自然的。例如 ,her smile looks insincere and artificial. 她的微笑看起来既不真诚又很造作。继续我们看的是 expand 这个动词。ex 这个字首有向外的意思，所以 expand 是指扩展、扩大或扩充。例如 ,the restaurant expanded its sitting area to make more income. 这家餐厅扩充了座位的区域以增加收入。它的名词是 expansion,expansion。例如 ,the expansion plan will cost the company a great deal of money. 这个扩展计划会花公司许多的钱。
Today we are learning about cuttlefish technology and the possibilities it has in fashion. We've learned that a couple of scientists have created an artificial skin based on the way a cuttlefish changes color. They have very small cells that expand to make the skin look darker. It's a very interesting idea, and we can learn some more about it in the next part of the article for today.
Lessons from the cuttlefish. In the future, Roster hopes that by layering the cells, they can create material with multiple color changes or moving patterns. How can it be used? Military groups may find the material useful for camouflage. Hikers and bikers, though, will appreciate the ability to become suddenly bright, making themselves stand out for safety purposes. And who knows?Cuttlefish fashion may someday be the latest thing on the runway.
All right, well, we were learning about how this technology could work. And we read, in the future, Rossiter hopes that by layering the cells, they can create material with multiple color changes or moving patterns.Well, it does sound very interesting, and we want to talk about a word here from that sentence. From the word bank, it is the word layer. When you layer something, you're putting one thing on top of another, or maybe three or four things, or many things on top of each other. How else could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times when I'm getting dressed, I like to layer my clothes.
Good.
Today, I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt, but I'm also wearing this vest over top. It is a layer of clothing.
Okay, so you can layer your clothes. Maybe if you get a haircut, some styles are called layers. You get your hair layered. Nathaniel, how else would you use that word?
Well, just remember that this word is also a noun. You've probably heard it before, but you might say that a cake has many different layers, depending on what kind of cake it is. But remember, it is a noun as well.
So a cake has many different layers. Lasagna also has many different layers of noodle and meat sauce. These things can be used, or this word can be used in many different ways. So we're talking about the cuttlefish and cuttlefish technology.How can it be used? Nathaniel, what does our lesson say?
It says military groups may find the material useful for camouflage. Camouflage is something that you wear so that you can blend in with an area. It might often be a color to blend in with trees or leaves or something like that.Have you ever worn camouflage before, Carolyn?
Well, actually, growing up in West Virginia, I have worn camouflage. It's very stylish to wear there, and many people wear it because they like to go hunting and they need to blend in with their surroundings. But in this sentence, we also see a phrase, find something useful, and we want to talk about that today. If you find something useful, Gabe, what does that mean?
Well, that means that you can use itFor maybe many purposes, you find something useful. Maybe you didn't expect to be able to use it, but you have found a way to use it. I think of something like duct tape. I mean, people find duct tape useful for many things. They can repair things. You can do many things with duct tape. You can find it useful. How would you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, and you can also use this in different ways. You don't have to say useful. You can find something, something very different as well. I might say that I find green apples to be very sour, but other people enjoy them a lot.
Okay, so I find this food to be sour. I find that person attractive, and I find this useful. People find this material useful for camouflage. Let's go and learn something else with Steve and Ken in the information cloud.
Biomimicry is applying what we learn from nature to stir our imaginations and solve our problems. Now, here are two more examples of how nature-inspired technology.
First, termite mounds. Researchers in Africa found that the temperature and humidity inside a tall termite mound stayed at a fairly comfortable constant. It didn't matter if the outside temperature was a chilly 2 degrees or a scorching 40 degrees.
After some careful study, researchers took what they learned from the tiny insect architects and applied it to designing energy-efficient buildings for humans.
And there's a building in Zimbabwe now that stays cool without any air conditioning. And it uses just 10% of the energy of a building of similar size. All thanks to the termite.
Amazing. Well, our last example of biomimicry is the lotus flower. Have you ever noticed the leaves of lotus flowers are always clean?
That's because their special surface naturally repels dust and dirt. When it rains, the water simply washes all the dirt away.
Now, one German company carefully studied the surface of lotus flower leaves and developed paint with similar properties. So now, your house can look as clean and fresh as a lotus flower.
我们昨天讲到 biomimicry 仿生学，今天我们再来看两个 biomimicry 的例子。有人发现 termite mound 白蚁窝，有一个很神奇的地方，那就是不管外面多热多冷，白蚁窝里头都能够维持一个舒适的温度和湿度。结果呢，建筑师就利用白蚁窝的原理，在非洲的辛巴威盖了一栋 不用冷暖气就能维持室内空气的节能建筑。另外呢，就是lotus flower，莲花。有没有注意到莲花的叶子总是非常的干净？如果你泼水在那个莲叶上，水珠不会停留在叶面上，而是滚落下去，并且不会留痕迹。那有一个德国公司呢，就开始研究莲花叶，结果就发明了一种具有防水性和抗污性的油漆。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。Thank
you, gentlemen. Well, I certainly do learn a lot from the information cloud. Well, we continue with our lesson. Hikers and bikers, though, will appreciate the ability to become suddenly bright, making themselves stand out for safety purposes. So maybe hikers and bikers think the opposite from people in the military. If you're in the military, you might want to camouflage yourself. But if you're a biker or a hiker, you want cars to notice you. You want to stand out. Let's talk about those words from the word bank. To stand out. Carolyn, what does that mean?
Well, if you stand out, that means that you are very obvious. It is very clear that you are different from what is around you. And a lot of times I think about if you are applying for a job, you should stand out from the other applicants. You want the employer to see how you are different and why that is a good thing.
All right. So, Nathaniel, how else could you use these words, stand out?
Well, standing out may be positive, but I'm a person who doesn't like to stand out in public. I don't always like a lot of attention.
Okay, so maybe you don't like to stand out. Well, what stands out to you? Maybe you just read a book or watched a movie and you want to recommend it to somebody else. You should share the things that stand out to you, the things that you will remember. Of course, it may not always be positive. This also reminds me of another phrase, to stick out. If something sticks out like a sore thumb, that means it really is obvious, but not in a good way. So you want to stand out in a positive way. Nathaniel, how does the lesson continue?
Well, the last sentence says, and who knows, Cuttlefish fashion may someday be the latest thing on the runway. And of course, when they say runway, they mean in places where fashion is popular, or this is where models walk. If you go to a fashion show, you'll see them walking on the runway.
Who knows? Maybe one day it could be the latest thing on the runway. Well, it's time for us now to enjoy a review skit and then some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Look at my new pet. It's a cuttlefish.
Where? I just see water and rocks.
Look, he's right here.
Oh, well, why can't I see him?
You can't see him because he's the master of disguise.
Master of disguise? A fish?
Well, actually, the cuttlefish is not really a fish. He's more like a squid or an octopus.
Oh, well, I don't see a squid or an octopus or any kind of cuttlefish.
That's because this little eight-armed creature can easily change its color and texture to match his surroundings.
Really? That's so amazing. How does he do it?
Well, he's got millions of special cells under his skin. They change colors.
So he's like a chameleon of the sea.
Yeah. This little guy is teaching scientists how to make smart clothing.
What? Scientists are learning from your cuttlefish?
Yeah. Engineers have created a clear artificial skin using cuttlefish technology.
Wow, that is just so amazing.
Uh-huh. They hope that by layering the cells, they can create material with multiple color changes or moving patterns.
Oh, well, that would be useful for camouflage and for hikers and bikers.
Yeah, what a great pet. We can learn lessons from the cuttlefish.
Yeah. Hi, little cuttlefish. You're amazing.
Actually, he's over here now.
Oh.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 layer这个字。 我们学过 layer当名词是指层或层次。 但是layer在这里是当动词， 意思是堆叠成层或者是分层堆放。 例如， Grandma layered the apple slices in the pie crust to make apple pie. 奶奶把苹果切片一层层地放在派皮中来做苹果派。 或者是， Carl layered the charcoal neatly so the fire would keep burning. Carl 整齐地叠好木炭， 这样火才会继续燃烧。 所以我们看的是 stand out 这个动词片语。 Stand out 本来是指站出来， 但是这里延伸出来是指引人注目或者是显眼。 例如 Thomas' height makes him stand out in the crowd. Thomas 的身高让他在人群中鹤立鸡群。 或者是 because of her excellent performance, Lily stood out from the other contestants. Lily 优异的演出使她和别的参赛者比较起来特别的突出。 Keep watching as our lesson continues.
All right, well, we've learned a lot about the cuttlefish, and of course, technology can take a cue from the cuttlefish, especially in fashion. Well, this does make me wonder about other animals that have special talents or special things about them. Nathaniel, here's kind of a fun question. What animal ability would you like to adapt?
Yeah, I think it's a very hard question. I thought maybe I would like to fly, but I don't really want wings. That would make me feel a little strange. And I would like to be able to breathe underwater, but if I had gills, I would also feel a little strange and I would stand out in a crowd.
And you don't like standing out.
No, I don't like standing out. I think maybe I'll just stay as I am.
Right. I like you as you are, Nathaniel.
Oh, thank you.
Carolyn, how would you answer that question?
Well, it wouldn't be a big change, but I would like to have the vision of an eagle so that I could see very, very far away.
Very nice. Well, I would probably want to be like an ant and lift 20 times my body weight. Well, friends, we've had a lot of fun learning all about the cuttlefish and learning from the cuttlefish. We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. chapter 15. Back to the cave. Tuesday afternoon came, and Tuesday evening. The village of St. Petersburg was still sad. The lost children had not been found. In the middle of the night, the church bells rang out. In a moment, the streets were crowded with excited people shouting,
"They're found!
They're found! They're found!"
A message was sent to the cave to call back the men who were still searching there. And then Tom had to tell the story again. It grew better with each telling, of course. He told about finding the hole, about getting poor Becky to believe him, and then helping her to reach the place. He described how he pushed his way out of the hole and then helped Becky out. How at last some men came past in a boat. How he shouted to them and told them about their experience and how hungry they were. At first, they couldn't believe him.
"But you're 10 kilometers down the river, below the valley the cave is in."
Then they rowed the boy and girl to a house, gave them supper, made them rest until 2 or 3 hours after dark, and then brought them home. About 2 weeks after Tom's escape from the cave, he went to visit Huck. Huck's fever was gone, and he was getting stronger. Judge Thatcher's house was on Tom's way back, and he stopped there to see Becky. The judge and some friends asked Tom a lot of questions. Then the judge said,
"We can't allow anyone else to get lost there. So I had the entrance closed with a big wooden door with iron on the outside. And I've got the keys.